This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Different for everyone, we all lost something, a collective suffering, a collective sacrifice, a year filled with the loss of life and the loss of living for all of us. But in the loss, we saw how much there was to gain in appreciation, respect, and gratitude. Finding light in the darkness is a very American thing to do.
Yes, that's what we do. Whether we're the divided or the United States of America, we can all agree upon that. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, how's it shaking in your neck of the woods? It was the president's first primetime address, 30 minutes early primetime, talking about what you would expect, all things related to the pandemic. It officially has been a year since the pandemic was officially, I'll call it, announced and became a much bigger thing. Hard to believe. 1 year later. Whew. How many people have died? How many people came close? How many people are long haulers and are dealing with the after effects of having a vicious run through COVID-19? And where are you on vaccines? More and more people are getting vaccinated. And the promise that everybody can have a vaccine by May 1st and by 4th of July, you could be picnicking and watching fireworks, not worried about the virus, is a good thing. Optimism on one of our biggest celebrations would be terrific. So most Americans feel that the worst of the pandemic has passed. In a new poll, a year later, this one, and there's all kinds of polls, but this one was conducted by CNN and SSRS. More than three quarters, 77%, say the worst is behind us. Yeah, it's in our rearview mirror. Higher than at any other point, period, in the last year, by 26 points. So optimism was not really running high. And important issues, things that we want to talk about, pandemic. It is, because it's affected us economically. It's affected us with our families. It's affected schools. It's affected relationships with parents, with kids. I mean, I don't have to go over the same script. We know it. It is Groundhog Day. I talked to a guy today that you're going to meet in a couple of weeks here on the show in the UK. He was a judo master and loved judo and had been into judo from the time he was 8 years old, passed it on to his boys. And I asked him, well, you know, we're in the pandemic. How's that going? He said, I haven't done it in a year. Hasn't done it in a year because he couldn't do it. He said, well, you know, I've wrestled around with my kids, but not really pure judo. How excited would he be to get back to what he loves to do? And I think that is the case for so, so many people. So as I said, it was a half-hour speech, pretty much, from the prez. One thing that he did point out throughout is these attacks on Asian Americans, saying they were un-American, just vicious hate crimes that too many have been attacked, harassed, blamed, and scapegoated. Well, here he is in his own words.
Too often, we've turned against one another. A mask. The easiest thing to do to save lives. Sometimes it divides us. States pitted against one another instead of working with each other. Vicious hate crimes against Asian Americans who've been attacked, harassed, blamed, and scapegoated. At this very moment, so many of them, our fellow Americans, they're on the front lines of this pandemic trying to save lives. And still, they're forced to live in fear for their lives just walking down streets in America.
Yeah, and that is disturbing, obviously, some of what we've seen. I mean, what is going on? Come on. ridiculousness of people who have lived here for who knows how long, younger or older or whatever the case may be, there is absolutely no room in the greatest country on the face of the earth, the United States, for that. Give me a break. So if I were to look at the prime time speech, I wouldn't say that it would make you jump out of your seat if you were there in person and say, hell yeah. I don't think so, because he doesn't have that kind of personality to pull you into that kind of a riveting moment. But it was laced with what you would think. There certainly was empathy, and that's what he is strong on, where he talks about the lives that are lost to the pandemic. He pulled a card out of his pocket, his jacket pocket, that he keeps with him wherever he goes. He read off the exact up-to-date number of Americans who have died from the coronavirus. And he drove home the points that those who have died from the pandemic are close to his heart. And, really emphasized that. Talked about the war with the virus and said he wanted to make it clear that we are at war with COVID-19 because it has now killed more Americans than World War I, II, Vietnam combined. And then talked about truth matters, that you are owed nothing less than the truth, and that that would be emphasized. He said he was open and transparent that things could go sideways, because, of course, there's variance, and everybody wants to know that. I mean, that's the big question. He talked about unity. He talked about July 4th, because the day. You know, I keep saying when people ask me, let's ask the magic eight ball, because how would I know? And he's saying that based on what the scientists and those around him are telling him. If you look at the shots, if you look at herd immunity, then July 4th, in and around then, could be the time for that. So it was also a moment to talk about, and you'll hear this coming up. He talked about the fact that there was the passage of the COVID bill, and we've talked about that ad nauseum here on the show. I think you know all my takeaways from that. And the stimulus checks are, if you have direct deposit, perhaps in your bank account by this weekend. The funds are going to be swift from what is being said. And there are a lot of people, Republican, Democrat, independent, doesn't matter, who need the money and will gladly take the money. And that's, again, also part of what just happened on the Hill and was going on from the very start of his administration. But absolutely no bipartisan cooperation. Zippo. None. Just the Democrats. So the promise of trying to unite the other side of the aisle did not happen this time around. Did not happen. And that's not a shocker, I don't think, for anybody who had the playbook on what was going on when there was the transfer of power, so to speak. Coming up on the show, one more shot from Biden's primetime speech. Plus, Cuomo and a grope, Chauvin's trial for the murder of George Floyd takes a turn. What is that? We'll fill you in.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
With the passage of the American Rescue Plan, and I thank again the House and Senate for passing it, and my announcement last month of a plan to vaccinate teachers and school staff, including bus drivers, we can accelerate massive nationwide effort to reopen our schools safely and meet my goal that I stated at the same time about 100 million shots of opening a majority of K through 8 schools in my first 100 days in office. This is going to be the number one priority of my new Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona. Fourth, in the coming weeks, we will issue further guidance on what you can and cannot do once fully vaccinated.
All right, so we'll look forward to those guidelines, although don't tell Texans that, because Texas is open for business, and they're going to have a 100% capacity for opening day of Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers, on April 5th. And there's some other things that are opening very wide, 100% capacity at bars and restaurants and all that stuff in between. Speaking of the stimulus, if you're listening to me in the sunny and fun state of Florida, Rick Scott wants Florida to send stimulus money back to throw it in the face of the Democrats. He has a message for states and cities that are going to get that $360 billion from the American Rescue Act stimulus package. Mostly Floridians, but because that's who he reps, but also others. He says, reject that money. Reject it. In an open letter to governors and mayors sent moments after the U.S. House on Wednesday approved the $1.9 trillion bill, Scott called it massive, wasteful, and non-targeted, using states to follow his lead and sent a message to Congress to quit recklessly spending other people's money. I don't always agree with Rick Scott. In fact, there's a lot I don't agree with that happened in Florida, knowing so many people that got pinched by some of Scott's initiatives. But the non-targeting is what I think is worrisome. Because, again, that's, you know, remember, banks too big to fail. Where's the accountability? And in this case, some of that money, if it was targeted better, would go, what, number one, to people who needed it much more, but also to certain businesses, etc. But, hey, you look at the polls, and I said it already, it's across party lines for the people. A lot of people flat out need that money. Ideology, when it clashes with desperate need, what do you think wins out? For Scott, he has a history of bucking federal money. As a governor, he refused to allow Florida to accept, remember, Obamacare-related money to expand Medicaid health care coverage. But a morning consult political poll found that 69% of U.S. voters, because I'm giving you a different flavor here, said the package is the right amount or doesn't go far enough. And guess what that included? 54% of Republicans. And I'm talking about the people, not the politicians. So there is a difference of opinion there. And I can completely understand that. Let's go to Minnesota for a second here. I think this is just too big. We saw how the world exploded, not just with the pandemic a year ago, but shortly afterwards, what happened to George Floyd. It was an awful spring, 2020. If you remember that 9 minutes where the former Minneapolis police officer, Chauvin, was on the neck of George Floyd while people were watching and officers that were with him, around him, watched for 9 minutes while he was handcuffed and pinned to the pavement, and he choked, and he choked to death. So jury selection continued on Thursday following debate on this new charge, because now that's part of it. There is a third-degree murder charge that now has been added. So potential jurors were questioned about their knowledge of the case and the protests over Floyd's death and asked whether they can set aside any existing opinions to serve impartially. Six jurors have been chosen. Six. Five men, one woman so far. So far. And it all just keeps continuing. And then eventually you get to those opening arguments. And I think there's some concern in Minnesota, especially in Minneapolis, as to what the reaction will be to what happens in court. And I honestly believe that goes to what happens further down the line as the case unfolds. And that we don't know until we see the defense and obviously what the prosecutors have in mind. We certainly would know some of what the prosecutors would do, including showing the video of Chauvin and what happened. But the judge reinstating the third-degree murder charge is very, very big. The prosecutors wanted it. That gives the jury more options in considering Chauvin's culpability in Floyd's death. Initially, it was rejected, but an appellate court ruling in an unrelated case established new grounds for it. So this is very, very big. The other thing that people would be talking about, not just in New York, but outside of New York, is what is going to happen to Cuomo. Because now the latest thing with the governor of New York is he's been accused of groping somebody, groping an aide. In fact, here, so this is six now. Another person comes forward, and this one is, when you talk about sexual harassment, this goes further than some of what was already reported. I mean, there's massive pressure for Cuomo to resign. Massive, massive pressure from Democrats. They want to see him go, a lot of them. So this is what the sixth accuser said, and you tell me what you think. And again, we are innocent until proven guilty. We know that you have to have the evidence, and we know there's an investigation and all of that. But this is pretty damning. An unnamed aide told her superiors that Cuomo groped her and tried to put his hand under her blouse at the governor's mansion. So that would counter Cuomo's contention that he never touched anyone inappropriately. By Thursday morning, 59 Democratic lawmakers, 40 Assembly members, 19 senators urged him to get out, to leave office, the office that he has held since 2011. The statement was pretty strong. The governor needs to put the people of New York first. We have a lieutenant governor who can step in and lead for the remainder of the term, and this is what's best for New Yorkers at this critical time. He keeps saying over and over again, he's not going to resign. He was elected by the people, not politicians. He's denying touching anyone inappropriately or that he knew he made any women feel uncomfortable at the time. And he keeps saying, wait to see what the attorney general comes up with. Wait to see what happens with the investigation into these allegations. You had Senator Shelley Mayer from Yonkers, who said in a statement, Wednesday's allegation of groping was frankly for me the last straw. And that's what I think. I think that's got to be one of the last straws for most of the lawmakers who hear that. Let's see what the AG comes up with. Now, if he refuses to resign, he could face impeachment in the legislature. Because these accusations are very, very serious. Assembly Judiciary Committee could interview witnesses, subpoena documents, evaluate evidence. All that stuff could happen. Which, if he would resign, that would go to not doing that. And people are starting to protest in front of the governor's office. They're starting to protest that he should be removed. But he keeps saying that it's gut-wrenching. He said it's just gut-wrenching. You don't know any facts, right? That's what he says. You know allegations. You don't know facts. Let's operate on facts. Woo! Coming up, a conversation with somebody I really, really enjoy. His name is David Random, and he's written a book called Connected. But it's so much more than that, and because the fascination I think people have with crime and crime shows and the podcasts that deal with crime are some of the most popular in the country, in the world. People listen to them. And his book is so clever. He did 5 years of research because he was fascinated about a story about conjoined twins and what happens when one of the twins is accused of murder. Ooh, I can just see it. Like a Netflix, Hulu, something like that. So good, this book. I've read it twice. David, up next.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden at the White House in his first primetime address to the nation on the one-year anniversary of the worldwide pandemic.
But this is one of the most complex operations we've ever undertaken as a nation in a long time. That's why I'm using every power I have as President of the United States to put us on a war footing to get the job done. Sounds like hyperbole, but I mean it, a war footing. And thank God we're making some real progress now. In my first full day in office, I outlined for you a comprehensive strategy to beat this pandemic. We've spent every day since attempting to carry it out. 2 months ago, this country didn't have nearly enough vaccine supply to vaccinate all or ever near all of the American public.
This is USA Radio News. A judge has granted a prosecutor's request to add a third-degree murder count against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who was charged in George Floyd's death. Minneapolis criminal defense attorney Mike Brandt.
The third-degree murder charge gives him that middle ground between the second degree and the manslaughter.
So far, six jurors have been seated. Also, in the January 6th insurrection investigation, there was a court hearing for two alleged members of the Oath Keepers extremist militia that were charged in the Capitol attack. A federal prosecutor says they plan to charge several more people that have ties to that group. The House has passed a pair of measures aimed at tightening background checks for the sale and transfer of firearms. Lawmakers voted to approve the Bipartisan Background Checks Act, which would require background checks on all commercial gun sales, while also voting to pass a measure aimed at extending the review period required to purchase a firearm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Joins us, and he's written a book called Connected. We talked to him once a long time ago, it feels like, but his book is so, what is the word? It just pulls you in. You know what? It's like when you're watching TV and you see these good teases for a show that you think, oh, is this going to be a good crime show? Is this going to be interesting? And that's what I think. When I read his book, I think, and I've read it twice, I think that this is something that should be like on Netflix, or it should be somewhere. It should be turned into some kind of a television something or other. It should be adapted. But it's such an intriguing story, and he's such a good writer, and it's such a good novel. David, thanks for coming back on.
You're welcome. Nice to talk to you, Kate.
So for people who don't know about the story, let's start there. Tell them about the road to Connected. And it's a case of unique proximity. That's the other part of that. And it's about twins. Explain the story to people.
Well, it's the storyline is pretty simple for a complicated story. This is a crime novel. It's fictional. It takes place in around Cambridge, Boston area of Massachusetts. And a Harvard professor, Dr. Janko, is stabbed to death, murdered, right at the beginning, and the murderer's brother comes forward as an eyewitness, and right in the beginning of the book, the murderer confesses. So it's not a whodunit because we know who the killer is. You know, he's not denying anything. The problem arises when we learn that the eyewitness brother and the murderer are conjoined twins. So they're literally joined at the abdomen since birth. And this is not only a police procedural we follow two Cambridge City detectives on this case who don't really know what they're trying to prove because they're not trying to discover who killed the professor. But it's a legal dilemma of unprecedented proportion because they can't lock up the murderer without locking up his innocent brother along with him. The brother tried to stop the murderer, so he's not an accomplice. So this provides a kind of an unprecedented legal dilemma.
Yeah, no kidding, because you mean if you have to lock up the innocent brother along with the other brother, and then everything that happens in the legal system, and how do you prosecute somebody who's a murderer who's, I guess, is kind of immune to the punishment because
kind
of the fact
of
the twin?
Yeah. I mean, the prosecution is trying to, you know, not let a murderer walk free, but the defense doesn't want an innocent man to go to prison. I mean, anything they do to try to punish the murderer would certainly affect his conjoined twin. So it is a legal dilemma. In fact, I've had people, I've talked to people who've read the book, and they said the whole way through, because there are a lot of courtroom scenes in this,
yeah,
the whole way through the book, they're thinking, gosh, if I were the judge, what would I do? How would I rule in this case? And there are a number of courtroom cases because you have two individuals. So
how did you come up with this story?
The story has kind of been in the back of my mind for many, many years. It started actually, I know exactly when it started. It was probably more than 20 years ago now. I read a biography, a true story, a biography of Chang and Eng, who were born in the 1800s in Thailand, which was then Siam, hence the term Siamese twins. And they were born conjoined back in the 1800s. They eventually moved to, they were brought to the U.S., where they worked in the employ of the P.T. Barnum Circus as freaks, quote unquote. And Chang and Eng lived in the southern part of the United States. They actually made quite a bit of money working for the circus. They each had their own farm. They'd spend a couple days at one farm, then travel to the other one's farm, work there for a couple days. They were both married, and you sitting down for this?
I'm sitting down.
Yeah. Between them, they had 21 children. And that, I know, that's what got me to think. I mean, I couldn't get my mind off of that. I thought, gosh, there must be some mechanism in the human brain that allows you to turn off all awareness of what's happening just right beside, inches beside you, or else they'd go insane. I mean, that's their only way they can be alone. And I thought, gosh, if that's the case, if there's this part of the human brain that can just shut off awareness, one could commit a murder or any kind of crime, and the other wouldn't know it till it's done. And that's when the light bulb went off. But that was many years before I started writing. And then what followed was 4.5, almost 5 years of both legal and medical research. I know more about conjoined twins than probably most people. But it's fascinating. I mean, you know, we don't realize that, in fact, they spend a lot of time in courtroom scenes trying to convince the court that they are indeed two separate individuals, if separate only in a figurative sense. They both have different personalities, and this comes through in a lot of the courtroom scenes. In fact, they have totally different personalities. So that's how it started.
Yeah, wow. And all that research. And that's, it's so well written, and that's it, because you really put the time into it. What do you hope people take away from reading your book? And you said it with the questions. I think part of it is that, like, ooh, it opens your mind to thinking, what would you do? What would the judge do?
Yeah, what would I do if I were the judge? Yeah. Right. I think that people will be feeling that the whole way through on every page. but also just to realize that I had one disabled person who had read this who called to thank me and said that it helps people have an awareness of just because we're different, just because we may have a physical disability, we're not different. We still have, personalities. We still have interests. We still have fun. We still laugh. So he was just thanking me for bringing that awareness to people's attention.
Yeah. You can get the book, of course, Connected, David Random. It's easy to find it on Amazon. It has a beautiful new cover on it that, again, that just like brought to mind, this needs to be something on the tube or somewhere. And who knows, one day it might end up there. You talk about your research for that, and you are such an interesting person, David. I wanted to tell people something else that you've done, because you've created these rockets. And the rockets right now, for a short time still, but where people can see the pictures anyway, you could go to bostonsculptors.com and you can see some of David's rockets. Tell us about that. Tell us about doing these sculptures.
That started many years ago as well. For a while, I was a part-time antique dealer, and I'd come back from antique auctions with all this wonderfully decorative stuff and, box lots of it, and not really knowing what to do with it. I hung some of it on the wall because just individual pieces are so beautiful. And eventually because my background is in art anyway, I attended Massachusetts College of Art and my whole career was as an art director. I started putting pieces together that just seemed to want to fit. And because of kind of a childhood fascination with Flash Gordon and Jules Verne, which is known as steampunk now, for those of you who are familiar with the term steampunk, I started making the things, just wanted to become rocket ships. All these antique and vintage parts went together and formed rocket ships. And that's all I used, by the way, is antique and vintage repurposed artifacts. And they can be seen at davidrandom.com, as well as Boston Sculptors Gallery, where I have an exhibit currently in Boston. And I made this scavenger hunt kind of for people, and especially kids enjoy it too. It's a list of, I think, 15 or 20 items. Can you find the... And then they have to go around to all my different rockets and see if they can track down the bicycle pedal, the ice skate blades, the antique hose nozzles. And they're all antique and vintage pieces. So they have to go around to all these different rocket ships and find all the pieces. And they're made so they blend in. It's not, these aren't supposed to look like patchwork quilts, but the sort of one contiguous piece. And they're all rocket ships, so.
I love it. I'd love to see that traveling around, too, where we could all go on that scavenger hunt. But it's wonderful. And you said at davidrandom.com, you can go there and see those as well. Pick up Connected.
Right.
It's on Amazon. David, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. Have a great day.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Giant hack disrupts a huge beer company's operations. It's the kind of brew a lot of Canadians, like to drink. Plus, would you pay $100,000 for a Jeep? They say they're taking on Mercedes and BMW. And then a stolen 400-pound playground slide was found where? In a kid's bedroom. Hey, I brought home a present. It's kind of heavy, but it's really, really authentic. Wait till you see it. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging through with us here on the show. Lots and lots of emails, 24/7. You can send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. If you ever want to chime in on the conversation, like maybe you knew where a slide was. Maybe you have a bigger slide that you stole and is in your kid's bedroom. Well, you can confess on the air, 855-266-5283. But my mic drop moment, I think, goes to this. And it's the fact that I could come back from the dead. That's what researchers are telling me. I could come back from the dead. Would my husband want me to if I went first? But that's a whole nother show. A Dyson sphere is what it's called. And Russian researchers believe that in the near future, we might be able to create digital copies of ourselves by feeding an enormous amount of our historical and personal data to a super intelligent AI. So taking all of that and having a digital Kate or a digital any of you. It's a replica of ourselves would require a Dyson sphere. It's a megastructure that would help harness energy from the sun. They say that we currently don't have the technology to build that kind of a structure, but nano robots might be able to do so probably sometime in the future. I like the probablys in the future. Oh, in the near future. Scientists have raised the question of whether or not a digital resurrection is actually feasible, even if the technology were there, as there is much that shapes a person's development beyond data and records. Haven't we seen this in the movies before? I think I've seen this a couple of times. Digital replicas. So that's, you know, drop the mic on that. You never have to die. It's not, you don't have to be frozen. None of that stuff. None of that. We could just figure out this sphere, this giant sphere thing, and take all of your data, you know, no emotion or the other things that shape you, and just smash it into this. What would you be? You'd be like some of the movies that we've seen, right? Where there are robots, and do they have human qualities? We've seen this act before. I don't know. It is interesting, though, because there is always somebody that comes up with the ideas of how can we prolong life? How can we have memories of somebody? How can we recreate somebody? Remember the whole cloning thing? Yeah. And, of course, we've seen movies on that. A clone of yourself walking around. Ooh, I don't know about that. So I'm going to say pass for me anyway. I don't necessarily need to have, and I don't think the people that know me need a digital Kate running around. Oh, my. Okay, so let's move on to something else. Beer and disruption. That's never a good thing. Molson Coors, the brewer behind Miller and Coors brands, revealed that a cybersecurity incident at the company definitely stopped the operations in its tracks. Nobody was hoisting any brew. The Chicago-based company said that the hack had taken its systems offline, delayed and disrupted parts of their operation. Production and shipment was messed up. They have a forensic IT firm that is assisting in the investigation into it. And they're trying to communicate with their business partners. Because imagine, you know, you pay for X amount of their product, a bar, a liquor store, a grocery store, all of that. And remember, Coors makes dozens of beer, hard seltzer, non-alcoholic beverages. Boy, we've been having a lot of high-profile cybersecurity hacks lately. You know, the Microsoft Exchange users targeted, the Chinese linked hack. Now you have this. Trying to disrupt the flow of the tap, so to speak. Oh, that's got to be the worst phone call. Because if you've ever seen a smooth operation, and I have friends in the business. I had a friend that's at a huge, one of the biggest country, I don't want to call it a restaurant, like kind of a honky-tonk, I guess, but big. And that's not a great description of it. But it was all about cases of beer, what's behind the bar, and big name acts came in there. And if they had massive disruption to that, ooh, nobody messes with the beer and those cases, you know, the counting, the whole thing. I suppose that it just, when you have it offline for that long, you just have to try to figure out how you're going to re-rack it. Have them drink something else, right? Molson wouldn't like that. So a Jeep for $100,000. It's the Grand Wagoneer. And they're entering kind of that high-end, well, it's not kind of, it is. That's high-end luxury. Imagine if gas goes up to $4 this summer. Well, why would you care if you're getting a $100,000 SUV that's a Jeep? So these new SUVs have three rows of seats, leather, wood, trim, all that kind of stuff. And it does, it, you can get a little bit cheaper. $68,000 to $100,000 is the most expensive one. And after being out of production for about 30 years, these new models are signaling something different for the Wagoneer brand. They put Jeep, a brand built on the relationship to the famous World War II off-road vehicle, in a competition with Cadillac, Mercedes-Benz, BMW. It's a luxury brand now. That's a luxury brand. And I wonder, would people jump over to it? Would they jump over? I mean, what would make you jump over to a Wagoneer? That's tough. I mean, that's taken a big swing at these other SUVs. I mean, competing against BMW and Mercedes-Benz, the Mercedes-Benz GLS, it seems like I see those popping up all over the place. So somebody's doing okay. But they've got a touchscreen for the front passenger. Of course they do. They have touchscreens for the rear passengers. They have a surface covering that makes it invisible to the driver. They'll be able to watch videos with wireless headphones without distracting the driver. But isn't that kind of when you expect that? And, I mean, fully loaded, it's got interesting horsepower, that's for sure. And it does look a lot, you know, it's 471 horsepower, 6.4-liter V8 engine. It's nothing, you know, it's not your grandfather's Wagoneer. I mean, it does look like a souped-up, beautiful SUV. I'm just thinking, in your mind, if you're going to buy it, is that what you're thinking of? I don't think so. I mean, that's the thing. All right, and finally, winding things down here on the show, there is a rumor that Matthew McConaughey may run for governor of Texas. Would he be elected? You know, he has a lot of buzz, and he talks about his home state. He's in Austin. He lives in Austin. He has fans. I don't know. We've seen it work before. You have a big name, and we've seen it work. We've seen it work in the governor's role before with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and some others. Matthew McConaughey. Hey, now, that'd be interesting. All right, music means that I got to exit stage left. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.